Joining us this week on the Piffles podcast, we have writer, kind of hero to a lot of people, Corey Sheets. Corey, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you so much. So I said, you know, writer hero, going back to 2013, you know, Grey Cup MVP. Can you take us back to 2013 and just explain what that whole season was like for you?
It was one of those dream seasons you, like, read about but never really experienced. But we got to experience, like, coming into camp and seeing what competition would be like with all the best guys in the league. And it was no let-up throughout practice, day in and day out. So that, and it translated on the field.
Now, one of the plays that stands out for me, I was getting late in the game. Hamilton had started to build a little bit of momentum. Second, I think it was 19, and he took a handoff off to the outside. What was that like, seeing kind of that play open up in front of you and having nothing but daylight?
It was a play that nobody in the huddle expected to be called. When Devils ran in and called the play, we all looked at him like, what the hell? And he was just like, make it work. So we turned around and made the play work. But yeah, when he called that play, nobody was like excited about it. It was more of like, ah, here go another one of those BS calls, and we got to go out here and do something with it. But when Devils, I guess, gave us that little uplifting, make it work kind of thing, it was like, all right, he said make it work, so we're gonna go make it work.
Now, early in the Grey Cup, kind of the real turning point of the game itself was Darian Durant fumbled the ball. The ball went straight up in the air. You grabbed it, ran 40 yards with it. Now, to us in the stands, because we were there, that ball felt like it was in the air forever. Can you explain that moment and just that ball going up in the air? Did it seem like it was in the air forever for you, too?
Yeah, it couldn't come down fast enough, to be honest with you. And after I made the block and then lost the block and I seen what was happening, I was actually trying to give him the pitch the ball because during the season, you seen Doubles just kind of just throw me the ball. And early in the game, he kind of did that to me, but it didn't work out. But that time, it kind of did with him fumbling and me again right there waiting for it. But yeah, that ball hung up in there forever. It's like it was in slow motion.
Now, kind of getting away from the Grey Cup for a little bit, for you as a football player, what other than, you know, the obvious championship win, what has been the biggest moment of your football career?
I think the moment when I realized I was on the same team as a guy that I grew up and idolized, and when I realized I was playing with Ricky Williams down at the Miami Dolphins. But yeah, that was kind of one of those surreal moments. It's like, hey, I'm actually here in the NFL.
Now, mentioning the NFL, your time going there in 2014, obviously with another injury kind of derailing that for you. What happened after that? Did you try to come back to the CFL and make contact with the Riders? What exactly happened then?
Before I got the okay from the doctor, met with the staff, with Chris and Jeremy and a couple other guys. We had lunch and went to the workout. About a week later, I contacted them, letting them know I was able to be worked out if they was ready for me. They basically told me that they'd be in touch with me. And 1 week turned into 2 weeks, and it was like, what's going on? Next thing I know, my agent told me that they wasn't interested anymore.
Not
no rhyme, no reason. Not from where I stood. I didn't understand it, but I guess that they didn't want me. They had other plans.
Now, after that, did you have contact with any other teams, and how did that go?
Following off season, I worked out for the Red Blacks and worked out with Montreal at the camp, but nothing really came of it. And in this past year, I ran for Winnipeg, and nothing happened with that. But after that, I was kind of like, I'm over it.
So now looking, I guess, post-football career, what are you looking at now?
I'm kind of just took a year off. It's just like been relaxing. It was financially okay for a while with the NFL, so that was all right. Now I'm just hanging out, enjoying this last few months before I really start looking into getting into something.
Now, I know when you were talking in September, there was talk you were doing the Uber driving. Is there anything in particular, any one story that stands out, you know, that crazy passenger kind of thing that we always hear about?
I really didn't have too many crazy ones. I usually drove in the daytime. I didn't really like driving at night. I usually was hanging out at night when everybody else was using Uber. I was trying to use Uber as well. But I really didn't have too many crazy stories.
Do you still keep in touch with any of the guys from the 2013 team and some of the riders that may still be around now?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I'm still keeping contact with Mays, Brackenridge, Macho, Tristan Jackson, a whole bunch of guys we still keep in contact with each other.
Now, right now, we're looking at the Riders' first trip to the playoffs since 2014. If you could give the guys at the team, you know, one piece of advice from your time with the Riders that year, what would it be?
When things start going wrong, don't panic. Just keep playing ball. It'll work out.
So is football something that you want to continue on, like, coaching-wise in as a career move after, you know, pro football, like, playing? Is just getting into coaching something that you'd be looking forward to?
No, it never was at first, but now lately people are kind of, like, trying to convince me to do it too, and some opportunities are kind of presenting themselves, and I'm kind of leaning towards it, but it never was something I really wanted to do. If the opportunity came and I was just had the chance to do it, I would do it, but if things work out, you never know.
Now, kind of getting away from football, just a regular day off for Corey Sheets, you're hanging out. What's keeping you busy?
Outside of doing the Uber driving, when I'm just hanging out, I just go to movies like normal people, go to the beach, because I'm still in Florida. I know y'all up there got the snow and stuff.
But yeah, you're not missing much here right now.
There's other things like that. Nothing out of the ordinary.
And Corey, if you could say one more thing to Rider fans here before we let you go, what would it be?
Miss y'all just as much as y'all miss me.
I can tell you that we do miss you here, and I know there was a couple rough years here up here, you know, post Sheets era, I guess we'll call it. And yeah, we definitely could have used you then, but
yeah, I just got an air for from the guys about 2 or 3 days ago about the 2015 season, and that was a rough one.
Yeah, we kind of put that one in the rearview mirror. That's gone from our memory now.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.